We've been this Christmas camping out in John's Gospel and just looking at some of the themes that John opens his Gospel with, those incredible cosmic themes of God coming to the world in Jesus Christ. As we look at it, would you pray with me? Let's pray. Our Lord Jesus, in you is life, in you is light. You are life and light. I pray as we look at your word, as we think about you and the light coming to the world, I pray that you would give light, that you would open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes to see your glory and to see the salvation that you offer to us. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A couple of winters ago, I went camping with some friends. We camped in the middle of winter, and we camped in a valley on the backside of Lithgow. If you don't know where that is, that's in the Blue Mountains. And it gets cold. We arrived after dark. We set up the tent by the car headlights because we'd arrived after dark. So I wasn't really too sure where we were, and it was forecast that night to get down to -4 degrees. And I'm absolutely sure that it did get down to -4 degrees because I decided against wearing my thermals, and I spent a good amount of that night shivering, contemplating my own foolishness. We awoke to a thick, heavy fog, the kind you could only kind of see 1 or 2 meters in front of, so we walked out of the tent into this world of white fog. We got the fire going, thankfully. We cooked breakfast, and as we ate, something beautiful happened. The light started breaking into the valley. The sun rose, the fog started burning off, and I realized that we were camping in the middle of this valley surrounded by high cliffs, and as the sun rose higher and higher, these cliffs lit up pink and purple and orange, and the light made its way down into the darkness of the valley. To be in darkness and to see the breaking of the dawn, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. The promise of Christmas is the promise of light breaking into a dark world. It is the promise of the dawn breaking. Isaiah wrote hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus these familiar words that we hear every Christmas. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Light is breaking in. The dawn is breaking. Have you ever noticed just how much light plays in the Christmas story? Think about that nativity scene, the nativity scenes. But even more, think about the Christmas story. At the birth of John the Baptist, Zechariah sings his praise to God, and he says this: "You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness." No doubt, picking up on those words from Isaiah. "And in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." The sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. Shepherds are in the fields camping out with the sheep when an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Simeon, the old prophet, 8 days after Jesus' birth, holds Jesus in his arms, and declares, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Magi from the east come bearing gifts, seeking the newborn king, because they saw the light of his star rise and they followed its light all the way to the newborn child. Christmas is about light breaking into a dark world. The prophets saw a day when the light would shine on those walking in the darkness. But how would this light come? Well, Isaiah saw that as well. Same chapter. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." child who could be called the Mighty God. How could that be? How could that be? How is this the breaking of the dawn in a child? Well, John's Gospel begins with the astounding news that God, the Creator God, the one who made all things, the Word who was with God and was God, became flesh. You can see it right there in the reading that we read earlier. The Word who was with God and was God became flesh. The eternal God became human in Jesus Christ. Listen to how John puts it in verse 4 to 5. Verse 4. In him, that is Jesus, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the Christmas event, in the incarnation, light, the very source of life, came into the world. It's mind-boggling. It's too difficult to grasp that the eternal God would become flesh, a man like us, that the source of life and light would come into the world in a baby. Christmas is about light breaking into a dark world. We sing it, don't we? Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. One of the stories that captured the world's attention this year, captures the world's imagination this year, was the story of those young soccer players that were trapped in the flooded cave system in Thailand. For days, we listened to news reports about the layouts of the cave system, about the forecast of the monsoon rains that are going to make the rescue more and more difficult as the caves got more and more flooded, the efforts to pump literally millions of litres of water out of the entrance of the cave so they can actually get in there to rescue them, the international divers who volunteered to come and undertake the rescue. 10 kilometres of cave system were searched before the team was found. Divers searching in dead end, after dead end, after dead end, swimming and diving through the brown muck. It took 9 days to locate them. 13 people huddled together in abject darkness for 9 days. It's the stuff of nightmares, isn't it? To be stuck in the dark with the water rising, but a ray of light breaks into the darkness. Out of the muck comes the light of a diver's torch. For the first time in 9 days, you can see. For the first time in 9 days, there is light. And that light means life. And that light means rescue. That light means salvation. The hope of Christmas is the light of God breaking into the darkness, giving life, giving rescue from sin. Look at verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. If Christmas is about light breaking into the dark world, then we need to wrestle with the darkness of the world. One thing that light does is it reveals what is hidden in darkness. Light exposes what is hidden. Look again at verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John's playing with us here. Some translations say the darkness has not understood it. Literally, the word is grasped. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not grasped it, has not seized it. John leaves us wondering, was Jesus opposed, or was he merely misunderstood? Did the darkness not understand, or was the darkness trying to overcome the light? But then we get to verse 9. Verse 9 to 11. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Could it be that we actually don't want the light? Could it be that part of us doesn't actually want the light of God to dawn? Listen to what John says. Just a couple of chapters later, in chapter 3, John 3, 19 to 21, he writes about humanity and he says this: this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be plainly seen that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Did you catch that? Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable that the light from God has come, but people loved darkness. I once lived in an old house that had a kitchen with a fluorescent light tube in the kitchen. Like, the light in the kitchen was one of the big fluoro tubes, you know, the ones that big flicker and buzz. And one summer we acquired a whole bunch of new housemates. We had a cockroach infestation, and my housemate discovered this when he came down late at night one night, and he entered the kitchen for a glass of milk, and he flicked on the light, and as the fluoro tube buzzed and flickered to light, you know, all of a sudden, a few dozen housemates who were paying no rent ran for cover into every available nook and cranny, every crack, every space under the oven, under the fridge, everywhere. Merry Christmas. Sorry for that image. The light appeared and they ran for the darkness. The light appeared and they bolted to every spot of darkness that they could find. If you read the accounts of Jesus' life, if you go home, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read through the accounts of Jesus' life, and you will see that from his childhood he was hunted, he was opposed, he was rejected, he was eventually killed. When light shone from God, it revealed not just the darkness around us, it actually revealed that there is darkness within us. And some part of us actually loves that darkness. The Christian belief is that Jesus is the light of the world. What is left if you reject the light? Darkness. The Christian belief is that Jesus is the source of life. What is left if you reject life? Death. Everything hinges on our response to the light coming into the world. Everything hinges on our response to Jesus. Christmas is about light breaking into a dark world, because Jesus did not come to condemn the world. He came to rescue the world through him. He came to rescue and restore and redeem. He came to give life and give light. That is what Jesus came into the world to do that first Christmas day. C.S. Lewis had a beautiful picture of the incarnation. I love this picture. He writes this: one may think of a diver first reducing himself to naked. This is his picture. This is C.S. Lewis's picture of what Jesus did in coming to earth that first Christmas, the eternal God taking on flesh. One may think of a diver first reducing himself to nakedness, then glancing in midair, then gone with a splash, vanished, rushing down through green and warm water into black and cold water, down through increasing pressure into the death-like region of ooze and slime and old decay, and then up again, back to colour and light, his lungs almost bursting, till suddenly he breaks the surface again, holding in his hand the dripping, precious thing that he went down to recover. He and it are both coloured now that they've come up into the light. Down below, where it lay colourless in the dark, he lost his colour too. Isn't that a beautiful picture? of what Jesus did, diving down, 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 down into the darkness to come back up again, gripping that dripping precious thing that he went down to rescue. What was it? What was that dripping precious thing that the diver has journeyed down into the dark to find? Humanity. Humanity. God desires the redemption, the restoration, the rescue of humanity. He came to give light and life. Again, we sing it every Christmas, don't we? Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. He comes to give life. He comes to give light. He comes to give salvation. He was born to bring light to the world, rescue for those living in darkness. How do we hail this Prince of Peace? How do we hail this Son of Righteousness? How do we give glory to this newborn king? We believe in him. And we follow him. That's our response to Jesus. We believe in him and we follow him. Let me read you a couple more verses from John's gospel. John loves this theme of light. These are the words of Jesus in John 12:46. He says this, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." That's why Jesus came. Why did Jesus come? "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Light has come in Jesus, and you are brought into that light by believing in him. By believing in him, you leave the darkness and are brought into the light of Jesus Christ. Again, let me read you another one. The words of Jesus in John 8. He says this, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He's come to give you life. That is why Jesus came. He is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. In him is light. In him is life. If you believe in him, you will not stay in the dark. If you follow him, you will live, you will have the light of life. The only appropriate response to Jesus is to believe in him and to follow him. That is our response to him. And isn't that what John says right here? Look again at verse 12. Let's back up. Verse 10, "He was in the world, though the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet," isn't that beautiful? "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Children of God. That is salvation. That is rescue. That is redemption. We believe in him and we follow him. What does it mean to believe and to follow Jesus? Let me take you one more time to that cave in Thailand. A diver has appeared, bringing light into the darkness, and it means rescue, it means life, it means salvation. Do you believe in the diver? Yeah. Yeah. You know your only hope is that diver. You believe in him so much that you'll entrust your life to him. You believe in him that much. Do you follow him? Yeah. Yes. You have to believe in him. You have to follow him. You know that the only way out of the darkness is to follow him. If Jesus is the light of the world, if he really is the source of life, we cling to him. We place our lives in his hands. And we follow him because we know that he is the only way to life and light. Christmas truly is about light shining in the darkness, the dawn breaking, about Christ entering into our darkness, bringing life and light to all who will receive him. to all who will believe in him, to all who will follow him. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Jesus, we honor you, the life of the world, the light of the world, the one who came bringing life and light to all who would receive him. You are glorious, not just in who you are, but actually in what you did for us, to come and humble yourself, to take the place of an infant lying in a manger. Who would have thought that this is how light would enter the world? A child who would be called Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Lord, I pray this Christmas that you would awaken that love in us, that trust in us, that belief in us, that we would see you, the light of the world, and that once again our hearts would make room for you. We would believe in you. We would follow you. Oh, we are in awe of what you did. And we pray, Lord God, that our hearts would be lifted with that joy and that light this Christmas. Amen. Amen. Let me invite you to stand and we'll sing.